It is 8:12 here on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 46 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And you've landed on your home for news, talk, and sports. We're going to get back to our coverage of Saturday's storm here in a minute, but we want to take a pause to celebrate the arts community. We're so excited to have on the show Sarah Rubenstein, as well as one of her students, Cadence, and y'all are representing Sullivan Middle School at Sullivan Middle School tomorrow, Tuesday, April the 23rd. You have your second annual Night of the Arts. And good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
So you both get a gold star today because we know within the Rock Hill School District, you're operating on an e-learning day. So the fact you still came in means, one, you're dedicated to your craft, no pun intended, but this obviously means a lot to you all, the arts community. So Sarah, let's start with you being one of the premier art teachers here in the Rock Hill School District. What's so special about this Night of the Arts?
Well, this is our second annual, so we're stepping it up a notch from last year. I think that what's so important about this evening is just showcasing our students and all of our accomplishments through the year. Many of the events, not just in the fine arts, but also in the performing arts at our school, we have chorus band and our theater departments. Many of our events are at different locations or after school. And so for our immediate Sullivan community to be able to see what we do, we don't always have opportunities to see that. And so this is our kind of, you know, big night to take a look and get to see everything that we have accomplished in this school year.
Talk through some of the events that are on the schedule that they will get to see, because there's going to be a ton going on. So kind of talk through that.
And so this year, of course, we're going to have our juried art show. And then we have our theater department putting on a wax museum inspired by Broadway. Our choral department is going to have some small performances going on kind of scattered through the evening, and then a larger performance. And then, of course, our band will also be putting on some performance pieces as well at the end to close us out.
Well, I think you said it best. Like, the kids are involved in so much at school, and sometimes if you're involved in that activity, that's all you see. But you know your friends are doing other activities. So to have one night where it all can kind of come together and families can kind of walk the halls to learn more about what's going on, when, and who's involved in what is fantastic. I know this takes place at Sullivan. Is this kind of, though, open up to the community at large? So everyone is welcome, not just those that are at Sullivan Middle School.
Yes, absolutely. So we're encouraging students to bring their friends and family. We've reached out to the community. We're having a great silent auction. We've had some amazing sponsors as well. So we're definitely hoping to see the community come out and also see what our students are capable of.
There's also going to be an art sale where students have made art and they're going to be selling those pieces as well. Cadence, do you want to talk about that? What is that going to look like?
So there's a few different things being sold. I'm pretty sure there's fine art pieces. There's like magnets and bracelets that a lot of, especially art club, has contributed to. There's also different activities that you can kind of buy or purchase and whatnot. A lot of it is just things that we've been preparing for like a long time. So it's really exciting to be able to sell those and just being able to take the money and use it to improve our arts department. So
what is it about the arts that is so important to you? I know that you are part of the art club there, and Ms. Rubenstein was saying that you are going to be an advanced art student next year. What is it about art that is so important to you and such a big piece of your life?
Well, it's different for everybody, but for me, it can help with, honestly, it's just something fun to do. It helps with anxiety. It's a way to express yourself. And there's just so much creative freedom that it kind of lets you have the ability to basically just be yourself when you're doing it. Like, everybody's art is different, and everybody, what they prefer to do is different. So that's really interesting, in my opinion.
Cadence is a seventh grader at Sullivan Middle School. She'll be out there along with all of her classmates as part of the second annual Night of the Arts at Sullivan Middle School. It begins at 5:00. It goes on till 8:00. You do not need to be a member of the Sullivan school family to attend. As Sarah just mentioned, the instructor there, everyone's welcome to come out there and see what goes on in our classrooms, which I find fascinating. I mean, we've got kids in school, and no offense, Cadence, getting some information out of our kids, what took place at school is like, you know, we can ask some tough questions on these microphones, but at home, they're tough people sometimes to interview. But when you really get to see it with your own eyes and you can see it and touch it, it just really takes on a life of its own. So we applaud you all for doing this. And Sarah, I want to brag on you for a little bit. You are a product of the Rock Hill School District. So you went to Sullivan Middle School, graduated from the school district, went to school here in Winthrop, took a vacation for a couple years in Europe, yes, and then you came back. So this is exactly what we love to see with our young people. So, you know, obviously this place holds a very special place in your heart.
Yes, I think the Rock Hill community and Sullivan is ingrained in me. Like, these are my people, my students are my kids, and it's my life. My students are my life. My school is really just what I live for. I love being an art teacher, it's what I do.
And I will say, I, along with some other parents at the school, have been a part of helping Ms. Rubenstein plan this event. And her passion came out from the first meeting that we had. She's not only passionate about the school and her students, like she said, but art itself. And we really thought it was cool because, you know, Sarah said, it's not just about the art department and my class, but it's about the arts and the performing arts. And this is a fundraiser, so all of the money is going to be divided equally amongst band and choral and theater and the art. So we, as that committee, were just blown away by that passion and said, yes, this is something that we want to help her with. And it's such a great opportunity for the community to come in, especially those that are maybe going to be at Sullivan next year, to be able to come and see all of the offerings. So again, it's yes, just amazing.
Absolutely. I have to say, I would not be able to put this together on my own. This is the second annual, and I knew I wanted to, you know, bump it up. And I said, okay, I need help. I learned how to ask for help, and you guys definitely stepped in and took it away. And I'm so thankful for them. And then our big sponsors that also came in, Empire Pizza, who's donated pizza for the event, Faded Crown, Vignette Architecture, and Winters Electric, who started us off really strong. So all of our departments next year are going to be able to start off on an amazing, you know, nest egg for students like Cadence.
Well, you're sending them up for success. And to your point, you give Cadence and others a chance to showcase their work, whether it's, you know, visual medium or a production or whatever it is. It gives them a chance to really show, hey, this is what I do at school. I know I might not tell you a lot, Mom and Dad, but I do a lot at school. And it gives them this chance to see and be blown away by the talent that's here in our backyard. And so, Cadence, we cannot wait to see what you all have in store for us there at Sullivan tomorrow. It's the 23rd of April, 5 to 8, Sullivan Middle School for the Night of the Arts. Sarah and Cadence, thank you both so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.